Join us for Career Camp Online 2009, starting this Saturday, February 21st. You can find complete information on the Career Opportunities Community website, careercommunity.welchwrite.com, WELCHWRITE.com. This is Career Opportunities for January 13th, 2006. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. Today's column, No Simple Answers. If you haven't figured it out already, or are still wishing it were true, let me be the first to tell you, there are no simple answers, especially when it comes to your high-tech career. Life would be a great deal easier if there were simple answers to all the issues we face. But good times come and go, and we can only acknowledge the cycle and make the best possible decisions at the time. Recriminations over lost opportunities will do you no good. You must make your decisions and live with the consequences. A bit harsh? Perhaps. But this realization also offers a sense of freedom. We're free of all the decisions we've made in the past. We need not concern ourselves with these decisions, only the decisions yet to come. I started thinking about decisions a few days ago when I was answering a flurry of questions that came in from Career Opportunities readers. Each career offers its unique questions and problems, but I try to provide whatever guidance and advice I can offer. Still, I understand that I can't make decisions for other high-tech careerists. I only have a limited understanding of all the conflicting issues in their lives and careers. I often counsel people to search for a new job, but often, due to family commitments, lack of training, or geographical location, they face considerable adversity. On the surface, get a new job is a simple answer, but it's fraught with conflicts and issues. We can quickly become discouraged when we realize that a simple answer like this is far more complex than we first thought. By our very nature, we want simple answers, simple solutions to our problems. I'm unsure why our psyche set us up for such failures, but it seems universally true. Lacking simple answers, we often retreat from the large decisions in our lives. We stay at a job we hate. We don't investigate the new career that interests us. We find the path too difficult and simply stop trying to find any answers at all. This is the trap that simple answers bring. Instead of becoming trapped when you can't find the simple answers, you need to take it as a sign that this is a path worth following. Nothing important happens in your career or your life without conflict. Even a stroke of luck, like winning the lottery, brings a host of issues with it. Adversity is the signpost of new growth and new opportunities. Don't ignore it. Once you recognize this adversity, your goal is not to find a new job or tolerate your old job. Your goal is to find a way over, under, or around the adversity you are facing. Even if a new job doesn't present itself, you'll learn new skills, meet new people, explore new worlds. Sometimes we can forget that even in the midst of a fight, we're still growing, still learning. While the result might not exactly be what you're seeking, you'll have grown in many ways. So maybe there is a simple answer after all. Maybe the answer is to keep seeking and keep striving for the job and career you want, regardless of the adversity you face. You might take baby steps for months or years, but eventually you'll find a chink in the wall, a hole in the fence of adversity, and you'll find a way through. Your goal may be fleeting and just outside your grasp, but you're still growing every day. The only true failure in a high-tech career is to stop trying. Of course, accepting your fate, giving up, swallowing your pride are simple answers in themselves. It can be very simple to give up. It can be all too easy sometimes. Still, I believe that no one should ever feel they need to give up. Every one of you has the intelligence and skills to move steadily upwards into better jobs and careers. The only person who can trap you in a bad job, a stalled career, or a diminished life is you. As individuals, we have so much power over our lives, even the power to limit our own opportunities and success. We might find it easy to blame others for our fate, but others only have a fraction of the power that we have over ourselves. Simple answers? Maybe they do exist, but like cheap toys, they don't really satisfy you. They only limit you and prevent you from accomplishing great things in your career and your life. The career opportunity question of the day is, what simple answers have you accepted that are limiting your career? Again, what simple answers have you accepted that are limiting your career? This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. Welchwrite.com/career. WELCHWRITE.com/career. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career. Send questions and comments to career@welchwrite.com or post them as comments on the website. You can also call our listener line at 818-804-5049. If you're listening directly from the website, why not subscribe? It's free and you'll receive each new show automatically. If you enjoy Career Opportunities, there are many ways to show your support, and all are appreciated. These include a tip on our online tip jar, a review in the iTunes podcast directory, and others. You'll find a link for these and more on the website. This show is a production of Welchwrite.com, WELCHWRITE.com.